With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. Late Wednesday, the government shutdown ended as President Donald Trump signed into law a measure that brought the standoff to a close. Trump signed a bill that fully funds the USDA and FDA for fiscal year 2026. It also ends a legal battle over partial or full supplemental nutrition assistance program benefits for November. The measure also extended farm bill programs that expired on September 30th. While two Republicans voted against the bill, six Democrats stepped across party lines to vote in favor of it. Reports say the farmers can expect full services to return to their local farm service agency offices, including processing loan applications for farm ownership or home loans that have been frozen since the start of the government shutdown. The Natural Resources Conservation Service is also expected to reopen for business. One report said that millions of low-income Americans should receive their full food benefits this week. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins led the largest USDA agribusiness trade mission in the history of the U.S. to Mexico City last week. During the trip to Mexico, 41 U.S. businesses, 33 cooperators and agriculture advocacy groups, six state departments of agriculture, and 150 participants conducted more than 500 business-to-business meetings over 3 days. This was a critical opportunity for American businesses to further trade ties and for the USDA to continue its aggressive response to the New World screwworm in Mexico. Whether it's securing the southern border from illegal immigration, combating the New World screwworm, or expanding market access for American agricultural products, we are working every day to put American interests first, Rollins said. Mexico was the top market for U.S. ag exports in 2024, with shipments valued at more than $30 billion. Products like meat and meat products, dairy, processed foods, fruits, beverages, and more constituted almost 50% of that. American agriculture groups reacted positively to the official end of the government shutdown this past week. American cattle producers need their government running at full capacity to provide critical services and market data, said Ethan Lane, the senior vice president of government affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. The shutdown caused widespread disruptions, and we're glad it's over. The American Farm Bureau also applauded the House for ending the stalemate. Farmers and ranchers rely on critical USDA services and disaster relief programs during these tough economic times, as do Americans who need access to food assistance and other critical programs, that coming from AFB President Zippy Duval. National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue said the reopening is the bare minimum. We've already lost too much time, LaRue said. The farm safety net is outdated and can't keep up with today's economic realities. Input costs are too high and trade relationships remain uncertain. America's dairy farmers are thriving in the marketplace, even as labor shortages and volatile policy environment remain challenges. Those were the thoughts of dairy industry leaders at the National Milk Producers Federation's annual meeting. U.S. dairy is well positioned for growth, said Federation President Greg Dowd during remarks at the meeting held jointly by NMPF, the National Dairy Promotion and Research Board, and the United Dairy Association. I love where we are at in the industry right now, folks, Dowd said, noting $11 billion in new dairy plant investments currently underway nationwide. Yes, there's going to be uncertainty. My goodness, is there uncertainty, but we're in expansion mode, and I love it, Dowd continued. During the past year, dairy producers have wrestled with workforce instability and a shifting trade environment, even as consumer demand has remained strong and the benefits of dairy are increasingly recognized in the nutrition and policy communities. That's been a look at your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.